Yes, I guess COVID-19 has changed work practices all over the world, and agriculture is no different. And marts are a good example of how they've changed in terms of selling. Over the last few weeks, marts have had really restricted sales in terms of letting people in. Nobody was allowed into the mart. They changed to online selling, and that was a big, big move for marts. And who would have thought it 3 months ago that we would be sitting at home in the comfort of our own homes bidding on smart TVs for cattle? And I guess this week was a big move as well in terms of letting people back in around the ring. So marts had to submit standard operating procedures to the local Department of Agriculture veterinary offices, and that allowed them to bring people in around the ring. Now, social distancing had to be maintained at all times. So that was 2 metres between everybody that was in the ring. But it worked really well, and I know we spoke to Anne Harkin and Rafo during the week. She made a lot of changes in Rafo Mart and invested a lot of money, I suppose, in terms of making sure the conditions were right and making sure everybody was apart, and it worked really well. And other marts in Donegal have done the same thing.
And we do know, though, that despite them doing their best, there will be naturally teething problems with these new guidelines in place.
Absolutely. I guess everybody may not get into the mart, because a mart that would have been able to hold maybe 100 people, they could be restricted maybe to 40 or 50 people with the new arrangement. So we're finding that everybody isn't getting into the mart. But obviously they have this, a lot of marts have this online selling tool that people can go onto their phones and they can watch the animal going around the ring on a video, and they can bid by just a tap of a button on the phone. So some marts have implemented that, and that's going really well as well, in terms of, you know, embracing maybe technology and bringing technology into marts and maybe bringing more younger people in to buying cattle.
Do you feel that this will be the way of it now for the foreseeable, or is it too early to say marts being restored maybe to their former glory or as we knew them? Is that ever going to happen, do you think?
I think it'll be a long time. I think with that social distancing will have to be maintained. Maybe that would be pulled back to 1 metre, and I think that would benefit marts a lot, because then they would probably get in all their customers if there was a 1 metre social distance there. But I think online selling, I think that's there to stay. I think some people have embraced it really well. Some people have been buying cattle, and some marts have got new customers as a result of that. So somebody that would have to travel maybe 2 or 3 hours to a mart, maybe they get somebody to look at the cattle that morning and then they bid on their phone. Also, from a seller's point of view, I think a huge amount of our farmers are part-time farmers. I spoke to farmers this week who have dropped off weanlings or calves at the mart in the morning, and instead of hanging about the mart all day, they go back and they do their work on the tractor and they can watch the sale taking place on the phone, and they can check out the prices, and that might save a lot of time for busy farmers.